This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 2023. Hey, everybody. Hope you had a great holiday. Maybe a couple of days off. At least got to spend it with people that you care about. And it's been a crazy, crazy week in between with some notable deaths and some shocking things that are happening. This year, we're going to have a lot of fun, though, on this show, too. We're going to bring back the Daily Salute with things that are happening in your area that we might not know of people who are doing tremendous things to help other people. It is about connecting. It is the humanness. And we saw that humanness actually on display when Monday Night Football turned in a much different direction. DeMar Hamlin, a young 24-year-old safety for the Buffalo Bills, who was getting his huge break. He started all the games starting in the third game of the season for the Bills, and he was hit an open field tackle, pretty hard open field tackle, trying to stop a superstar player doing what he was supposed to do. And he got up and then he fell to the ground, and it was just shocking to see the reactions. Team trainers got to him within seconds of his collapse. They gave him CPR. It was administered on the field. You could tell they were really pushing the CPR hard, and that made you think, oh my God, this guy can't breathe. What's happening here? And he is now in critical condition. He was, as I do a shortcut here, he was taken off the field and in an ambulance and had oxygen on him right away. He's in critical condition in a hospital in Cincinnati. The game ultimately first suspended but then postponed between the two teams with just under 6 minutes to go in the first quarter of that, so they hadn't played very much. And boy, oh boy, was it just so sad to see that, to see him go down. And just a reminder of, it is a violent sport. It's a sport that I covered up close and personal. I've interviewed hundreds and hundreds of famous football players, some of the current football players in the NFL. Talk to them often about the sport. Was traveling with the Dallas Cowboys, saw injuries. I never forget this, the first time, and you don't realize it so much when you're high in a press box, when you're at practices and there's no pads or it's light or whatever it is. But then when you're actually on the field, it's like the game moves so fast and it's like freight trains, boom. And you realize some of these hits, and not that you thought they were soft hits, they weren't ever, but you see it right there in your face and you get a sense of it. So watching what happened to DeMar Hamlin, I just felt for his mother who's in the stands, and I think there were other people, family members who were there, but mother got down to the ambulance, went to the hospital with him, that whole thing. And the latest that we know, they're really playing it close to the vest, is he is still in critical condition after what happened on that Monday night game. Coming up, we're going to talk more about that in the man cave, but that's a story certainly that a lot of people were watching and watching that game and saw that unfold, and it was really, really super, super sad. In the meantime, there's a couple of other things that have happened, including, I know for some of you, it's about the weather, because you're dealing with wicked weather, dealing with tornadoes, dealing with incredible rain in California, record-breaking rains where there were areas that were just completely flooded and power was knocked out. Sacramento, San Francisco, just rain where you've got almost 6 inches in too short of a time period, and then that's what happens. You brace for that, but how do you brace for it when you've got more powerful storms this week? So after a New Year's Eve deluge killed one person and forced the evacuation of people in low-lying areas. Here comes the second round. And then there is the snow that people are dealing with in different parts of the country, including snow that was so crazy. The actor Jeremy Renner, who was trying to clear snow away with a snow plow, suffered blunt chest trauma and had to require a second surgery for extensive injuries, had to be flown away from a home that he had in Reno because they got so much snow. He was out there clearing, and he apparently had done it before, but something happened. We don't know a lot of the details of that, only that it was that he's in critical condition after being injured, and he was by himself doing the plowing, and how that happened, how his leg got run over, and the details of that are, they don't know. This is just something they're trying to figure out. He even had posted a photo showing that just can't believe how much crazy snow there is just a couple of weeks ago, and now, of course, they're buried in the snow, so very sad. Popular star. He stars in a Paramount Plus series, Mayor of Kingstown, and he's in the Marvel world. He's Hawkeye in that character in that world, and is certainly, you would recognize his face as a well-known actor, so that's terribly, terribly tragic. And the winter storm that you're all facing, like I said, whether it's tornadoes, because in Louisiana you're really bearing the brunt of that, in Shreveport, in New Orleans, I know I got my fingers crossed, and everything else for all of you there. I know what that's like, but you're under those alerts where you got eastern Oklahoma. My pals in Oklahoma listening, I know what that's like being there. Oklahoma, southeast Kansas, northwest Arkansas, all dealing with that unpredictable weather that spawns those tornadoes. And then, of course, there's also large hail possibilities. And what do you say when you've got the risk of tornadoes? Look for shelter. And that's one of the things they were saying in Shreveport, Louisiana. You don't want to wait for a warning to be issued. It's too late. If you have a safe shelter in place, do it before these storms. And I'm wondering if more and more people aren't thinking, how can I afford or create or get one of these storm shelters? Because it seems like we're seeing a lot of that lately. And we've seen some damage already. I looked at some damage in a small town in Arkansas where, again, roof slid off. Debris everywhere, the things that happen when you get hit with a tornado. So the watch gets issued, whatever it is you have to do to take cover. I mean, we all know that. Listen, for the first time ever, I was in a bathtub, whatever it was, 2 years ago when the tornado was bearing down in a neighborhood very close to me, and I was wishing I had some sort of a storm shelter. So it is 2023. Are you peeling away the remnants of 2022 and the holidays? I noticed in my neighborhood I saw a lot of people taking down those lights. Fun to put up. Not as fun to take them away, right? Coming up, we go to the man cave.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
We should have been talking about was, wow, what a game between two of the best quarterbacks in the league for the Bills and for the Bengals, but instead we're talking about this horrific story that unfolded. A Bills player in critical condition after collapsing, I mentioned at the top, Bills safety DeMar Hamlin, who had to be given CPR after he collapsed on the field after making a tackle during the team's game against the Bengals. And it just was really strange to watch it unfold. The game temporarily suspended. Both teams went to the locker room, ultimately deciding to postpone it. Who knows if it's going to be resumed at a determined time. Hamlin is in critical condition. I mean, he got immediate attention on the field by independent medical staff and local paramedics and all of that, and then was transported to a hospital. But you could just see how serious it was, with players crying, and just that look in their face was, they were really, really shook up by what they saw. I mean, this is a second-year player, just a kid out of the University of Pittsburgh. He makes a tackle, got to his feet before he fell back to the ground, during that first quarter, and then was rushed off and is in critical condition. He was put on a stretcher, given an IV, surrounded by these emotional players from both teams. He got oxygen in the ambulance, and that was that. And was taken to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. I guess his vitals returned to normal levels at the hospital, supposedly according to his agent, and they put him to they put him to sleep to put a breathing tube, you know, intubate him down his throat, and they're running tests and that kind of thing. So you can't assume what's going to happen here. But players from both teams looked very distressed and were sharing prayers for him and huddling together on the field before going back to their locker rooms. And, you know, they were like the rest of us, again, just completely shocked by it. I said this at the top. It's a game that I've covered. It's a game that I've been around for decades, and I don't take for granted. I never took for granted after seeing some of the things that I saw, that these are superstar athletes, or these are athletes who are being paid well, hopefully, in most cases. But they're risking it. I mean, it's the choice, but they know that's the deal. And it was chilling. That's what it was. Chilling is the good word it's not a good word to have to use, but it's a good word to describe the situation. It was chilling to watch that. On a couple of other notes here, we need some levity, right? So I'm going to give you some levity first. I think this story is crazy. I mean, the Masters is the holy grail of ultimate major championships. And mistakenly, they invited the wrong Scott Stallings to the 2023 golf major. A guy, this 37-year-old Scott Stallings, put on his social media, "Hey, I was invited to play at Augusta National Golf Club." So it was accidentally sent to someone with the same name. And he said, my wife's name is Jennifer too. And we have a condo, and I got a FedEx today inviting me to play in the Masters. I'm not 100% sure this is not for me. I play, but wow, nowhere near your level. It's a nice package, complete with everything needed to attend. I think we have some confusion because of our names, our wives' names, and geographical location. And he said on his Twitter, "I can be reached at wherever, and I'm more than happy to send this package to you," which is so funny. Just a confusing thing. You know, the Stallings is a professional golfer, and for real, the real Stallings, and it's crazy that it happens, right? It went to the wrong person, but it would be really kind of cool to get that. And no, this is not me. this is the other guy, but it's funny that they sent this to me and I can make a joke of it and put it out there, and of course then people are, you know, talking about it, and it is funny. Not funny, Martina Navratilova, one of the greatest tennis players of all time, announced that she's going to fight cancer with all that she has. She was diagnosed with throat and breast cancer, early stages though, stage one throat and breast cancer. And she said the double whammy is serious but still fixable. I'm hoping for a favorable outcome. It's going to sting for a while, but I'll fight it with everything I have. I mean, you know, this is somebody who won 59 Grand Slam titles in her career, and her prognosis is said to be good, and her treatments start later this month. And it's like one of those things that we all fear, right? She discovered this enlarged lymph node in her neck during a finals that she was involved in Fort Worth, Texas, which was held at the end of October to the beginning of November. They did a biopsy, and then she was diagnosed with stage one throat cancer. And so she did those tests, all that kind of stuff, and then all the other things unfolded. So, you know, she continued to play doubles, and that's what the deal was. She was doing that, and she's involved in the sport as a coach and broadcaster, ambassador, all that kind of stuff. So she was there for that, not to play. But she was due to cover the upcoming Australian Open, but instead she may join by Zoom because of this diagnosis. Now, I think the key in there is just you don't know. I mean, she finds something, and like I said, it's the fear that nobody wants to hear, but that you know, that's what happens. You get the ultimate terrible news. All right, some other things that are interesting that I'll kind of just bounce off of, because really so much focus is on DeMar Hamlin, and it should be, his collapse on the field, the CPR, exiting in an ambulance, now like what's happening, the postponement of that game of the Bills versus the Bengals. But how about the Packers, the Green Bay Packers? Where were they 6 weeks ago? The Green Bay Packers got all kinds of help. All they have to do is win their regular season finale against the Lions to make the playoffs. So the Packers and the Lions are 8-8, but Green Bay just needs to win to clinch the NFL's final wild card spot if they do it, right? Now, Detroit would need all kinds of things for them to get in, but not for Green Bay. And this is a team that was definitely not look like they were going to the playoffs if you look at earlier in the season. So we're down to that nitty gritty of teams, who's in and, you know, who's out and the wild cards. And I think that story is interesting because Aaron Rodgers said, just watch us. We're a good enough team. We can clear the decks. We can do this. And sure enough, they have been doing that. But will they get that final one? We'll see, because let's face it, Detroit has been a much different team than they were in the beginning of the season. Now, if you pay attention to action sports, pro rally driver Ken Block, the Hoonigan and DC Shoes co-founder, he kind of was the guy who revolutionized, I guess, or put on the map action sports marketing and motorsports filmmaking. He died in a snowmobile accident near his home in Utah on Monday. He was 55. He was definitely a pioneer in what he did. And as soon as I heard about that, I looked up what I knew, and I looked at motorsports, and of course he's so well known. Only 5 years after getting behind the wheel of a rally car, he became a World Rally and Rally America threat and a 5-time X Games medalist in rally cross. So people, if you go on YouTube, you see him all over the place. People know who he is. He's got this Hoonigan YouTube channel. It became the most popular in motorsports history, like 1 billion views, right? Stunt driving, interacting in different ways, car-wise, and he made some noise, that's for sure. Coming up, we revisit some good ones, a conversation with Jim Meskimen. You can catch him on Chippendales as he has a part in that is pretty juicy. And Roseanne Forte talking about getting off of alcohol, perfect for dry January. Hang with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. The weekend approaching and a winter storm expected to deliver a mix of snow, rain, and wind to New England. As immigration reform debates tee up to resume on Capitol Hill, the House Speaker Mike Johnson will visit the U.S.-Mexico border. Harvard University President Claudine Gay stepping down. The Harvard Crimson student newspaper says that Gay will step down from her position today amid allegations of plagiarism and a campus controversy surrounding anti-Semitism. On the same evening that CNN organizes a Republican primary debate in Iowa, former President Trump is set to participate in a town hall event hosted by Fox News in Des Moines on January 10th. This event comes before the Iowa caucuses. Corey Myers, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Well, I know that you have heard him. I know you've seen him. Think of KFC, Colonel Sanders. Think of George Washington crossing the Delaware. Since I grew up in that area, one of my favorites, the Geico commercial. But way more than that, he's been in so many films. He's done so many voices. Jim Meskimen is joining us in just a minute, and he's going to portray Phil Donahue in a new film called Welcome to Chippendales, and it's got an interesting cast, too, a lot of names that you would recognize. And plus, we want to talk to him about TikTok. 5 million viewers in 5 days. Wow. Jim, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. Great to talk to you.
So let's talk about voices and how you knew you had this gift. How'd you hone that skill?
Well, you know, I was a little kid that I grew up in an acting household, so it was fun to do, and considered fun and acceptable and tolerable to do accents and funny voices and impressions, which I don't think is true in every household, but in our household it was fine to do it. You know, it was understood. And my sister and I used to play around. My mom is an actress, so she would do. She's very good at accents and characters and stuff. So we would, it was just something that I learned early on was an avenue of play. And just like other things you do when you're a little kid, you just do it because it's fun. And then, I don't know, you start to put in a lot of hours on it. And when I was in my 20s, I realized that I had a little bit of a leg up on other performers in that area. So I pursued a career in voiceover, and eventually that grew into an acting career. And, here I am today, many, many years later, still doing the same stuff.
That's great.
I've advanced not even a yard on the field, but it is fun.
So, and of course, your mom is Marion Ross, Happy Days fame, and lots of films that she's been in. And you're right, now that as soon as you said that, it triggered in me. Yes, she's done tons of accents. Do you remember the first character, the first person you really nailed that you felt like, oh, I really have this?
Oh, gosh. I played around with it a lot, but I remember distinctly that when All in the Family was on, and before my voice had changed, I could do a pretty good Edith Bunker. And I thought, that sounds pretty good. So I began to develop confidence that way. And when I grew up in the late 60s, early 70s, it was a kind of a golden age of impressionists. We had Rich Little on TV all the time and others. The political voices of the day were always being mimicked by different comedians. And so I never had an idea even in my youth that it would be the sort of thing I would do for a living. But I did appreciate it a lot just as an art form. And I think I still understand the magical effect that it has on people when you suddenly change into another person very dramatically. And you bring that person, like Patrick Stewart, into the room. And whereas he was not there before, he most certainly is now. And that's just a sort of a tool that audiences are very delighted by.
Oh, one of my favorites. I have to ask you about this Gaslit. I loved that series. It was wonderful. And you played Senator Gurney. What was that experience like for you?
I had a great time. I was sort of amazed that I got the role. It was a very big, prestigious, limited series on Stars with a couple of Oscar winners at the helm. So Julia Roberts, Sean Penn, I got to work with both of them. And, it was very exciting. The director, Matt Ross, was excellent director. He's an actor himself, so he knows how to speak to actors in a way that's, doesn't waste anybody's time. And, Sean Penn was under so much prosthetic makeup that I found, which was very artful and beautiful. And if you've seen his look, it's just extraordinary. I found that the lucky thing about that for me was that I was not at all starstruck because Sean Penn was not in the building as far as I was concerned.
Wow, what high praise that is, because he transformed himself completely.
He did, and the great makeup designer, one of the best on the planet today, Kazuhiro, designed that makeup, and I met Kazu back in when we were like 1999 working on The Grinch, because he was helping out Rick Baker at that point. So it was a nice reunion to see Kazuhiro.
Tell us about the listeners about TikTok and the 5 million views and doing that and looping that all together.
Well, I'm always looking for new ways to reach people with my content, with my impressions, and just any creative idea I have. I'm one of these people that, despite my advanced years, has really embraced social media, particularly YouTube and now TikTok, because I love to create all the time. It's what I love to do. I have, as you can see, I'm in a booth. I do a lot of sound recordings. I have a little area in the back where I do video recordings. And so TikTok, which I just was scratching my head over for the longest time, I just decided to really kind of hunker down and see what could be done. And I was admiring a lot of the work that was done on TikTok, and it frankly makes me laugh a lot. And it's just full of interesting distractions, which, of course, have their upside and downside. But I started to really just sort of look at what other people who do impressions were doing and taking a stab at it myself. And, it was very exciting a couple of weeks ago. I had a video took off pretty good, and it's now at 7.5 million views, that one that we launched less than a month ago. And I picked up a lot of followers, which is nice, flattering, and hopefully they'll continue to be interested in what nonsense I put out. And then just yesterday we had another one that went viral. It's at 2 million views. So we have high hopes for that. I think now people are digesting their entertainment and getting it in all sources. We definitely need a little lift every now and then. You know, life is very serious and grim sometimes. And the upside of these platforms like TikTok and Instagram and YouTube is that we can share ideas and aesthetic concepts and fun and humor very swiftly. Yeah. And you know, hopefully help each other over the bumps and sharp stones and edges of life.
And from the acting, voiceover, impressionist point of view, and like you say, you're a content curator, besides all the followers you're getting and more people knowing maybe who you are, that has to help too in the business, because that's putting you out there and other people maybe discovering you and thinking, oh, Jim, that's right, he'd be perfect for this role.
Yeah, it's possible. I'm planning on that being correct. I would like that to be the case. So we'll see. Yeah, I mean, I've had the experience where, you know, I go in for, like, say, a commercial audition or something, and I do the audition, and the director says, hey, I love all your stuff on Instagram. I'm like, oh, that's very booing. And then, of course, when you don't get the job, you wonder, well, I guess somebody came along that had even more amazing content and more followers, whatever. You know, in the arts and the producers, you know, the business people, the suits, I think they're always looking for metrics that will support their, you know, their opinion of why someone would be better than another person. So I don't think it hurts to have a little bit of popularity on a platform.
Yeah. How about what's coming up, Phil Donahue? Tell us about that project.
Yeah, so that's a limited series. This is, this is my Phil Donahue voice, for better or for worse. This is what I came up with, to kind of evoke this, very, very revered and, respected, I don't know what you call him now. He's not an anchor man. He's a guy that would walk up and down and talk to people, just ordinary people and unusual people, like the Chippendales dancers.
So this series, which you mentioned, has a lot of a really terrific cast, including my friend Juliette Lewis, is the story of the Chippendales dancers, which you'd think would be kind of frothy and, I don't know, it's silly and lighthearted, and but it's not. It's pretty dark. So I've not seen the whole thing, so I can't speak to it too much. But when they are introduced to America, it is via the old Phil Donahue show, and they needed somebody to portray Phil Donahue, and I auditioned and got the role, and it was super fun to do. I had a great time, and I've never seen so many Chippendales dancers dancing so long. I spent a whole day watching Chippendales dancers going at it, and also it was in a big room full of a big set full of women dressed like it was 1989. And it was gorgeous to see because, you know, I remember that period. And the styles, I mean, the makeup department, the wardrobe department, the hair department, they really went to it. You know, they went above and beyond and created a room full of screaming, you know, clutching, pawing women that looked just like 1989. It was gorgeous.
Oh, I love that. You put that image into my head now. Thank you very much. So you have fun, obviously, all day long in what you do, and you set that up when you talked about being a kid. What else do you do for fun? I mean, how do you get away from, okay, I'm not doing any content today. I'm just going to walk on the beach. I'm going to take a breath.
I've been working on getting just more physically fit, and I've been enjoying it really a lot. So I do that, and I'm a visual artist also, not to sound like a complete pain in the butt, but I have been a cartoonist and an illustrator and a painter all my life. And that was my first profession and the road I really thought I was going to go down until I, you know, caught the acting bug for real.
Thank you so much, Jim Messler. We wish you the best in all your endeavors, and thanks for spending some time with us.
My great pleasure. Thank you very much, Kate. I'll see you around.
See you.
feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Joins us. She's written a book called The Plans He Has For Me, a 12-week daily devotional from freedom from alcohol. Wait till you hear her story and how powerful it is. Roseanne, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kate.
Why'd you write this book?
You know, it's really a book about my personal walk. I am a person that kind of drank for a variety of reasons, the reasons that society tells you should drink, you know, for social events, for sporting events, when you go out and you have a romantic dinner, you go to happy hour with friends, you know, when I got older, it was, you know, for children's birthday parties. It doesn't matter. Every event seemed to involve alcohol. And then later it was, you know, to manage stress and anxiety. And then one day you say, hey, I really shouldn't be doing this as much anymore. And it becomes like an, uh-oh, why can't I stop? This is difficult. And I was super resistant against any form of, you know, the AA thing. Not that I don't want to take away from it because it's helped save so many lives, you know, over the decades. But for me, I was like, I really don't want to label myself. I don't think I'm an alcoholic. I just want to stop drinking. And then COVID hit, and I started getting really nervous about my drinking habit. because it was pretty serious. And I quit, but I also found a coaching program, a secular coaching program that really changed and transformed my life, like over a period of 3 months. And I was like, wow, this is super transformational. Why would I want to go back to where I was? And I started working for them, and I started enrolling people in the program, and I recognized a lot of Christians coming in, and I'm a Christian, and just really looking for that faith-based aspect as well. And I'd encourage them that I was a Christian and it was, you know, okay to go through this. And they were very, like, I recognized a lot of biblical principles and the things that I learned. So I just started documenting it and the client and sharing it with clients, and they're like, oh, this is so good. You need to continue this. And that's kind of how it came about, you know, me documenting that journey with things I recognized that were always in God's word. So, yeah, that's how it came about.
So, wow, you know, you knew you had that problem, you stopped drinking, you find the answer to that, and then you find that, oh, wait, this is bigger. Like you said, that there were so many Christians that were involved. What am I missing here? Give us a little piece of that. What would someone find out in getting The Plan He Has For Me, which is a brilliant title?
It's knowing that there is a bigger plan, right? That, you know, I feel like there were lots of promises about how alcohol makes your life wonderful, and that's certainly what I believed. But when I found out, you know, what I really found out when I took it away is there's a much bigger plan, right? I get to use my gifts. I get to wake up with joy. I get to be healthier. My resting heart rate has gone down. My weight has gone down. My joy has gone up. My peace has gone up. You know, I'm just a more confident person. And I was like in the house with the blinds closed drinking. So, you know, that's what I want people to know is there's a better plan. Our subconscious minds are lying to us about, you know, our need for it. And so I try to spend this 12 weeks showing people that there's a different path and one that provides so much joy and that, you know, there is a better plan.
And you and I talked up there, and you said something that I wrote down immediately. You talk about fill your life with purpose and the importance of forgiving yourself and others. Why don't people do that?
You know, it's hard. Because we don't see it when we're drinking, basically. Yeah. And that's why it takes 12 weeks. You know, the first kind of 4 weeks, 2 to 4 weeks, your body's detoxing, and you know, we're looking for other habits to put in place for with our drinking. Like, so instead of grabbing a drink, what else can we do to solve that problem? So that's the first part. Then the second part is like, okay, you have all this space in your life. You're not drinking, you're not recovering from drinking, and you're not thinking about how to stop drinking. So we took something out. What are we going to put back in? We have a gift. We've been put on this earth for a purpose. Let's start using that. What have you always wanted to do? What hobby did you used to engage in that you're not anymore? What can you go back to school for that you've always dreamed to do about? You have the time now, right? And we also, in that second 4 weeks, we do focus, as you mentioned, on forgiveness, because a lot of people have these stories that haunt them in their mind. And so we really talk a lot about forgiveness of self and forgiveness of others so that we don't have to live in the past, that we can look forward to the future, because God doesn't want us to be stuck in our past, because it limits the ability to have purpose and, you know, live a life of joy that was intended, really.
For you, writing, and again, this book you can get on Amazon or wherever great books are sold, The Plan He Has For Me, a 12-week daily devotional for freedom from alcohol. What was it like putting this together? Because it sounds like, boy, you just wanted to share it with the world.
Yeah, and I look back, like I'm almost 3 years now, and I look back and I don't think I could write that today. It was written so shortly after the experience of putting alcohol to the side that it's kind of, you know how you have an experience in life and the further away you get from it, the harder it is to really be detailed about what you're going through. And So I just love, I am so appreciative that I wrote this with the experience kind of raw and the emotions raw. And so what I find is as people go through this, they're like, oh my gosh, you're speaking to me. And that is the most wonderful thing. When you buy the book, you have access to a free Facebook, a private Facebook group. What people don't know when they're drinking and they're having all these conversations about I call it mental gymnastics. I'll only drink on the weekends. I'll only drink with friends. I'll only drink after five. I'll only drink on holidays. I'll only drink. And when you get into this private group, you realize everyone's having the same thought. And not feeling alone is really important to this walk. Like, wait a minute, I'm not the only one struggling here. This is pretty typical. And that's what I want people to know, that you're not alone. There's a lot of people that have kind of what I call fallen for the lie. I mean, not everybody is affected by alcohol in this way, but it is a pretty big problem in our society that people don't have an outlet, you know, to try and figure out in a manner that deals with no shame, right? I'm trying to take out all of the languaging about recovery, alcoholic, sober. I'm like, no, I'm choosing to be alcohol free because it is a much better way to live. And that's, you know, that's something I really want to work hard at getting across, that there doesn't need to be shame and a choice to make your life better.
Yeah, and one of the takeaways you told me that I thought was fascinating, too, is about rewiring your brain and that there's a science-based approach here, too, right?
Yes, thank you for reminding me of that. It is. God designed our brains to, you know, be efficient. And when we learn things, it's stored in our unconscious or subconscious mind. So that's why we can go to and from work without even realizing how we did that. You know, we can be talking on the phone doing something else. And so the same as, you know, good habits can be stored in our subconscious mind, bad habits can be too. And so what we're working on is creating a new neural pathway that feels more natural. Now, that may be a little bit uncomfortable at first because it's not easy to change any habit. But the thing is, the practice, and that's, again, the reason for the 12 weeks, the more you practice, the easier it becomes. So it is a science-based approach, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, perfect place to end this. Pick it up, The Plans He Has For Me, a 12-week daily devotional from Freedom From Alcohol. Roseanne Forte, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.